If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
7 a.m. on Saturday.
Hello, Jean. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Okay, I'm one of those women that uses tons of hairspray, and I have damaged our laminate door in the bathroom.
But how does your hair look?
And you've got the one and only Mr. Fix-It tuned in to your radio.
Give me some driftwood, and I'll whittle you a window.
That's right. Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's not the tool. It's the man behind it.
Right here on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Hi, that's me. 7:10 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. When you call in and you're talking to Lindsay, it's not Lindsay. It's Elif who is filling in this morning. And I think we've only... Elif, can you talk on the radio?
Yes.
We've only worked together remotely, correct?
That's correct.
And we did some remotes.
Yes.
So this is the first time we're working together.
Yep.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from LaGrange.
Where'd you go to high school?
Lyons Township High School.
All right, Lyons Township. Proud and joy of Lyons Township. Where'd you go to college?
UIC, right here.
Oh, very nice. And how long have you worked over here at WGN?
About a year and a half now.
Wow, really? And what do you normally do when you're here?
Normally, I'm producing the Dean Richards Show on Sunday mornings.
All right, okay. Well, if you can work with Dean, you can work with me. I'm way nicer than Uncle Dean.
Oh, he's so nice, too.
All right, and have you met Veronica Carter before?
Yes, I have.
All right, so you ladies know each other.
Yes.
All right, good. Do we have the water temperature yet?
No. I was here yesterday when real people were here, because of the weekends, real people aren't here. They're out there somewhere in radio land.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask. I was going to ask just for you, Lou, and I totally forgot. Besides, I don't think I saw any real people.
Three things I need to work on here that I've noticed that, that Veronica, the key to success in life is the details.
Right.
Okay, it's the little things that matter. And the thing that I've noticed is I still can never find a cup to get some coffee.
Oh, there aren't any this morning.
Well, there aren't any ever
when
I come in on a Saturday. And it's really, I think that I'm going to find a sponsor for the cups. And then every Saturday I'm going to say, and the cups are provided by Solo. Solo cup. When you need a cup to hold something, you need a Solo cup.
Either get a sponsor or lay down on the floor in the studio, have someone take a shot of you as if you were gasping because you're parched.
Yeah.
And they will get nervous because they don't want their show hosts keeling over. So we can make it a little drama with this.
I don't know. I think
don't lay down on your suit, though. Let's do it next week.
We need cups. We need the water temperature, and we need a traffic person on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
That's all. I'm going to work on those three things for you.
Thank you.
And me. So, anyway. So, Elif is here this morning. She's going to be here all day helping us out till 10 o'clock this morning. Then the ladies come by. We are going to be talking with a representative from the International Home and Houseware Show. She's the spokesperson for the industry show that's going on right now. And all of the latest trends on everything housewares is there. And I'm going to find out if there's more trends than just a new color of a blender. Because that's what I see a lot of in the press releases. Oh my gosh, we have this brand new blender and now it's available in mango. And I'm like, really? That's the innovation? So we're going to find out what's new and terrific. And Veronica, are you a germ person?
Am I a germ like phobe,
you know,
or
like,
something?
Oh my gosh, I can't touch it. It's
no,
germy.
No. You know, I'm kind of the opposite. I feel like we're tougher because
I agree. You're
we
like,
didn't.
You're like my wife.
Yeah, we didn't
Elif,
like worry
are you
about
a germ
it.
Lady? Do you like? Oh my god, it's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna love this new Lutu. And I have to tell you, and I'm not a germ guy either. I'm all about you should have germs. But this new Lutu, which I guess was a Shark Tank thing that I didn't know about. We have a sample at our house, and we've been using it, and I think it's awesome.
Okay,
and
good.
So you're going to stick around to listen?
I'll try.
Veronica, I think you'll like this too, although I'll tell you what my wife had to say about it when I brought it home and put it, along with, that's not going on my counter. That was the first thing that she said. But then, she is like you, where, and I agree too, that you need, I'm not, oh my gosh, germy, you know, whatever. When I was at this convention, the ACE convention out in Las Vegas, you shake a lot of hands. and they have the Purell thing going. Now, in that respect, I'm pretty good about you're shaking a lot of different hands from people, you know, who are going, hi, nice to see you, I'm Jim, you know, and then you're shaking their hand. You're going, hey, Jim, where's that Purell machine over here? You know, whatever. So, but I agree, you need germs in your life to make you tougher. But you need to listen to this noodle too. It'll be a good one.
Okay.
And what else? We're going to talk about a bunch of different things today. And later on, I'm going to tell you about this trip that Steve Bertrand's doing because he sent me some info on it, and I think it's awesome. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. But right now, let's get to your calls. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And Brad is in Bolingbrook. Brad, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Lou. How you doing?
Terrific. How can I help you?
Oh, boy, I tell you, we have a skunk problem. Yeah, it's my next-door neighbor actually had a skunk spray under their concrete slab front door foundation, and then they had the people come out, and their house just smelled horrific. And so we had this pest removal people come out and gave us an estimate yesterday, and sure enough, 2 o'clock this morning, under my slab, my front door, skunk sprayed. And now the smell is, like, horrific in the basement, and we're trying to figure out how to get rid of the smell without it permeating the house. So what we did was we turned off the fan, the heating units, so it wouldn't go in the ducts to blow air in all the rooms because that's what happened with theirs. So my question to you is are we going to get the smell out of, like, the ventilation system and so it won't, like, wreck our house, have to have everything dry cleaned and washed and everything?
So, yeah, the skunk thing, by the way, is only going to get worse because this winter was so mild.
Yeah.
When I walk our dogs in the evening, I see these little guys running around. I don't think they ever hibernated this winter, or they didn't do it much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you're not sleeping, you're doing something else if
yeah,
you're a skunk.
Yeah, they're right in the mating season right now is what they said.
Right. So they're like, hey, it's nice and warm. This is like being in Vegas. So it is an awful smell. The product that I want you to use is Freshwave.
Okay.
I can't find my horn, so I found a bell. Freshwave is this all-natural odor neutralizer. You can do a couple different things. They sell a candle that is really the best way to deliver the product. It's, you know, this all-natural plant oil and water mixture that if you put that a couple of candles in the house, it'll make a world of difference. And then they have this gel that you can open up and place in areas to permeate. At first, you'll smell this little citrus smell.
Sure.
But it will kind of permeate in the whole house, and it'll be fine. And it within probably 24 hours,
okay,
there'll be a huge difference.
Now, would it what happened with my neighbors that they had to go throughout their house because they had their heat running, so I turned mine off. If I kick my heat back on, what I was going to do is go in the basement and open the basement windows and air out the basement before I attempt putting the heat back on. Should I do that?
Wait a minute. Your house didn't get sprayed. It's just that you smell it in the neighborhood.
Well, no. What happened was we saw a skunk because we had people come out the animal removal and they looked underneath our front stoop and there is a visible hole there, and our next door neighbors had skunks in their underneath their slab. Well, last night it snowed. We saw the little skunk tracks from their front porch to our front porch, and what happened was, they say the animal removal people say, well, if they go underneath, they want to go where it's warm next to the foundation, and they spray kind of like marking our territory. They said they're very territorial. So now my basement, like they said, the oil, the skunk smell can like permeate through the foundation and get in through like the basement because now the concrete slab in our front door.
Yeah, you can open up the windows, fire up your furnace, use this Freshwave gel, and it'll circulate through, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Don't worry.
And where would I be able to get this Freshwave, pick this up at?
Where do you live?
I live in Bolingbrook. Actually, I work at Lowe's, and I don't remember seeing that at Lowe's.
No, they don't sell it at Lowe's. That's the problem with those big boxes. You can't get the good stuff there. Go to your local Ace. They'll carry it there.
Okay.
The stuff really works.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. It's 7:19 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Looking for some help this morning on your home improvement project?
How handy of a guy are you, Tom? Tom, are you still there?
You've got a question, he's got a solution.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. Your how-to.
Your go-to handyman. It's Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Help me down, but I got up. That's me. Is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Let's see who's hanging on there. That's Nick. Nick's your buddy. Nick in Kenosha.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. Where'd you go for fish fry last night, Nick?
I don't like fish. I like to go to Portillo's for a combo.
Oh. Listen to what I learned while I was in Las Vegas. Where is the single location in the country that serves the most hot dogs annually? One location, so it's not Portillo's.
Boy, I have no idea.
I know. When I tell you, you're going to be amazed. Think about this. So think about hot dogs and the one location that sells or serves more hot dogs than anywhere else. Anybody? Elif, what do you think? More hot dogs are served in this one location annually than any other place in the country.
Maxwell's?
No, good guess. Chicago O'Hare Airport.
That makes sense.
Isn't that funny? I mean, that's funny. I go through that airport all the time, and I can't think of a place that I would go buy a hot dog at the airport. Anyway, how can I help you?
Bathroom floor tile. The grout has turned gray over the years. And we're trying to clean it, and the tiles, the grout still looks terrible. How can I bring it back to life?
Replace the grout.
Okay.
No, really. How big is the floor?
It's about a 3x3.
Oh, okay. This is nothing. Here's what you're going to do. You need an excuse to buy a new tool?
Okay.
All right. There's a multi-tool that you can buy that either Dremel or Craftsman or Freud, they actually make the best one, but that one costs a fortune. You're going to buy this multi-tool, and it has a little grout removal blade that you put on there that's like a half moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This blade, this tool, Nick, when you hold it in your hand, you can grab that blade when it's running, and it won't harm you whatsoever. It won't cut you. This tool came out of the... Did you ever break a leg or an arm or anything like that?
No.
Okay. When they used to... Remember, you used to see him cut the casts off with that vibrating tool?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't cut you? That's where this tool was invented from. Well, you're going to get down on the floor with this tool, and you're going to... All the... Like that, and you're going to take the grout out. You're going to go down about an eighth of an inch.
Okay.
And then buy a little thing of grout. The best grout is Laticrete. And, regrout it. And can you choose something other than white?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go something other than white, it'll last a lot longer. But, you know, sure, you could try some sodium bicarbonate or OxyClean, whatever it is. It's not going to be great. Is there a Mrs. Nick?
Yes, she's standing right next to
me. Yeah. So the thing is, you could try scrubbing that like crazy, and you're going to say, honey, doesn't that look great? She's like, eh, it's going to look the same. So if you take a few... Literally, if it's that small of a floor, with this tool, you're going to remove that grout in probably less than 45 minutes. And then you clean it all up. Have you ever regrouted tile before?
No, I have not, no.
Okay, so here's what you do. You buy a thing called a grout float, which is a, it's a rectangular tool with a stiff rubber pad on it. You mix this grout with water. Once you mix it, you let that, what's called slaking, for 10 minutes, just so it all bonds together. Then you scoop in with this thing. You go zigzag over the top of the tile. So you're working the grout into the eighth-inch groove that you've just created. And then you take another rag with clean water, or a sponge, rather, not a rag, and you wipe it all off to wipe everything clean. Honest to God, it is... It's not that difficult to do, and you could even find a YouTube video if you wanted to see someone do it, but you would be amazed. You're going to be amazed at how nice it is, and your wife's going to think you're just the handiest guy ever. And you sound like a guy that needs a little help in that arena.
Yeah.
Hey, do me a favor. Hang on a second, okay? We're going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center, and created by Rags of Honor, These are T-shirts that are put together by veterans, and Rags of Honor is putting people back to work, veterans back to work. And I really do love that whole scene when it comes to that shirt. So we'll get that sent out to you as soon as we can. 7:28 in the morning. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Justin Kaufman. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
Thank you, Justin. So I've been listening to the promos that Steve Bertrand's been doing on these, you know, he's got these trips that he does where he takes people on these trips. You know, Steve has been on the radio a long time.
Mm-hmm. And everybody wants his job now.
I know.
They did before because it's kind of fun to be on the radio, but now he gets to go on trips too.
I know. But the promos that he does for him stink. And I've told him that. And I don't get it. You know, it was, I don't know if he did it when he was sleeping. I go, you sound sleepy when you do these promos.
You don't want it to sound like a boring trip, you know?
No, well, that's the thing. He should sound more excited when he's talking about it. And I even told him, I go, you need to go in there and redo those because this is an awesome trip that he's taking with mm-hmm. people. And I know that everybody that goes on these trips, in particular with he, and I believe his lovely wife is going, this is, have you ever been to Eastern Europe?
No.
Europe at all?
I have never been anywhere. I just got my passport this month because I'm going to China.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Well, my son's high school class got invited with by Valparaiso University.
Right.
Because he takes Chinese.
Wow.
And he got invited and he said, Mom, can I go? And I said, yeah, you know, we'll find a way for you to go. And then I said, well, would you mind if I went, if they need a chaperone? And he likes me, which is weird for a teenager. So he said, sure. And I thought, why not? So I called the school.
Good
and said, we do need him.
You. Yeah. That is fantastic. Yeah. When is that trip?
That is April 2nd.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting. Yeah, you know, you need to have a conversation with Orion Samuelson, because I believe he has been to China.
Oh, I will talk to him.
Several times.
Yes.
And has some great insight into that. I mean, you know, just get some pointers.
Well, this one's very regimented. You can't leave the group because it's a school thing.
Sure, of course.
Although I was talking to Steve yesterday because I said, you know, I want to go on one of your trips too now that I have my passport.
Right.
We were talking about Ireland in October.
Yeah.
And he said they incorporate lots of free time into those trips. So if you go to Prague with him, you know, this one, or you go to Ireland later.
So pay no attention to the promos that Steve does because
we'll do it for
they're kind of little, they're really kind of sleepy. And I just don't, I think that he's just not creating the kind of, you know, pizzazz that you need. This trip's awesome. Our daughter, when she was studying abroad, loved Eastern Europe and in particular Prague. My wife, Mary Beth, actually studied when she was in college in Vienna, which was beautiful. And when this trip came along, I said, these are two places that I really want to go. It's going to cost you $4,200. It includes all the departure and government taxes. It's round trip air from Chicago on KLM Air France, which is an awesome airline. Once you fly those European airlines, you go back the next time you get on, you know, a Southwest flight or an American flight, and you're like, oh my gosh, these stink. And they're fine. I travel a lot. I mean, I think they're great. But they pamper you so much more on these European flights, just in, you know, in what they give you. And it's 3 nights in Prague at a 4-star hotel, 4 nights in Vienna, private luxury motor coach. You've got English tour guides, continental breakfast, 3-course dinners. There's going to be a Strauss and Mozart concert in Vienna. An opera performance in Prague, admission to the cathedrals and the royal palace, walking through Bratislava, all kinds of documentation to let you understand what's going on, free time, as you mentioned, Veronica, and 24-hour emergency support while you're in Europe. It looks great. And Steve, the people that have gone on these trips with Steve all come back saying, wow, I like him more than I thought I would.
He's a very nice guy.
No, it is. They all come back with great stories. And the one thing that Steve has talked about, and I've spoken to listeners who've gone, there's this little community that gets formed of everybody kind of gets along, goes and has a great time. This particular trip, I think, is fantastic. So if you'd like to go, because the spots are filling up quickly, It's going. It's a 9-day trip, and it's departing Chicago June 30th, this June. 9 days departing in June. So if you'd like more information, call, leave a message for Steve at 847-606-6065. That's 847-606-6065. Or you can email him at steve@stevebertrandtravel.com.
And tell him Lou sent you.
Yeah, and say, the only reason I'm calling is because your promos stink and Lou is so much better at this. Okay? 847-606-6065. 9 days in Prague and Vienna, leaving June 30th, 2016. Awesome trip. I think it's great. I really, that's going to be an awesome trip, and you should definitely go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Mr. Fix-It here. Lou Manfredini is my name. This is Bruce in Skokie. Bruce, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I was listening to Bill and Wendy this past week, and they
I'm sorry.
They had a couple of young men on, and I think they said they're starting a home repair show on WGN on the weekends, but I didn't write it down, so I'm not even sure. But what one of them
is that something I should be worried about?
Well, I would.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. But
jeez,
then after I tell you what one of them said, you may not worry so much.
Okay.
Because it's bugged me all week, and it, to me, it just defies logic. He said to save money. Now, this is what one of them said. He said to save money, you go downstairs to your water heater, wherever it is, and the dial, you should back it off a little bit because coming up, the water coming into your home will be warmer this, you know, as the summer progresses. Of course, it isn't going to warm up till like July, August, September. It doesn't warm up that quickly. But anyway, he says, because the water's warmer, you will save money. So you back off the water heater a little bit. And to me, that makes absolutely no sense at all because it's like a thermostat. The water could warm up to 60 degrees and your water heater will just go off that much less. So what difference does it make what the water coming in, the temperature is? How can you, you know, adjust that?
I'm unclear as to whether there's a new home improvement show coming on WGN because I wasn't told that. But you're right. I don't have to worry.
Well, I mean,
it makes no sense. So the only, so you're right. So in other words, the water temperature coming in, okay, is still not warm enough for where you want to take a shower.
Right.
So it still has to heat that water, and ultimately turning it down only changes the max temperature of the water.
Yeah, you get cooler water.
Correct. But it doesn't it doesn't change the efficiency of anything by even leaving it. So in other words, you never drain your water heater 100%, you know, most of us.
Right.
So the point is that water, you know, I think typically the water coming into a house, you know, might be 50 degrees, you know, maybe in the summertime, you know, depending on what the outside temperature is. But the groundwater is never really higher than that temperature. And so if you're at 120, which is typically what people put it at, it's just going to maintain 120. It doesn't matter what the level is. And yeah, I suppose.
Right.
So it will maybe work a little less from zero. In other words, if I just filled it up and it was at 50 degrees and then I had it, it would use less energy than opposed to if it was 30 degree water. But that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah,
So don't let it bug you anymore.
Well, thank you. And
yeah.
Like I said, I guess you don't, even if these guys do get a part-time gig on WGN, I don't think you have to really worry too much. but I mean, you know, somebody should coach him. Maybe you have a, you know, responsibility to coach these guys because, you know, if somebody comes out of the gate saying something like that, are you going to believe anything else they come out with?
Well, and I mean, I think, and again, I didn't hear any of this, so I can't really make a comment on it. But, you know,
I hear stuff
all the time. You know, even when I've been fortunate enough for years to do things on TV, you know, and even, you know, on these national shows. And sometimes I look at these national shows and these so-called experts that they get on, you know, and I get in trouble when I say this, but you know, a lot of these the talent that you see on these HGTV shows and the DIY network, many of these people, a lot of them, are not experts in their field. They're actors, right. Or they, you know, their credentials, when you look at the, they love to say, when you go on their website, they say, oh, Jim is a licensed contractor, you know, and then when you read through their bio, you know, they talk about the fact that they used to help their dad in the backyard and this and that. Well, you know what, Bruce, you could go to the, where do you live, in Skokie?
Yeah, I'm right down the street from your store.
Okay, you could go to the Village of Skokie on Monday morning and apply to get a license to be a licensed contractor in Skokie. And you'd have you'd have to prove you have insurance and this and that. But nobody's, you know, depending on what, if you wanted to be a general contractor, you know what I mean?
Right.
Within a couple days, you could get a license. So the license thing is always kind of a funny little thing when they put that out there. And a lot of these people that appear on television, they look fantastic. They got a really cute dress, or they look good in their jeans, and they got a, you know, but they just have, you know, you wouldn't want them building a deck, or you wouldn't want them putting a roof on your house, you know?
I
got a face for radio. Somehow I weaseled my way into television. But, you know, you just, a lot of that stuff, you just, we got to use common sense when you're listening to this with this stuff.
And, right.
And what I've always tried to do is give people common sense approach and to tell you, hey, you can do this yourself, or, you know what, Bruce, maybe you should hire somebody to do this because there's a better way to do this. And so I'm, you know, I'm pro do it yourself, but I'm also pro contractor because there's times when you just got to let the pros do the work.
Well, I just wanted to run it by somebody, and you're the first person that came to mind, because am I missing something here? Am I, you know, right out of the gate, I thought, that's insane. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Don't worry. I'll have a meeting with Bill and Wendy, right, you know, Monday morning. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. We're going to send you out a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Check out some of their 45 locations all across Chicagoland. Lou Malnati's, it's delicious. 7:48 in the morning. Quick break. When we come back, it's our Noodaloo 2. Don't go away. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2. Veronica, you said that you are not you're not worried about germs per se.
Nope.
Elif says she kind of freaks her out a little bit. And this particular Noodaloo 2, I honestly think that everyone should buy one. Take a listen.
How dirty is your phone? 18 times dirtier than a public restroom. How do you like that for a fact? Yuck. Our new Noodaloo 2 this week, the phone soap charger, is the first and only cell phone charger that can actually sanitize your phone. Through their research, the founders of phone soap discovered that bacteria such as E. coli, MRSA, and the flu can be living on your phone. They also learned that 1 in 6 cell phones have fecal matter on them. Uh-huh, I said it.
Gross!
Since phones are normally warm, they're a breeding ground for bacteria. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my breakfast. The phone soap charger kind of looks like something an electronic toothbrush would be stored in when you travel, or a man's razor. A nice little kit that holds your phone snugly. Inside there are 2 UVC lamps that help clean your phone. You close your phone inside the compartment and it works its magic. The UV lights will be on for 4 to 5 minutes and then they automatically shut off. The device is 6 inches by about 3¾ inches. So anything that fits within those dimensions can be put inside to be sanitized, whether you've got a case on your cell phone, or maybe you want to sanitize your keys or your earbuds. And like I said, it also charges your phone if you choose to put that in there. It has a USB charging port. The phone soap charger is available in black or white and retails for $65. You can buy it on Amazon.com or check it out on phonesoap.com. As usual, I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNRadio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone, your clean iPhone, and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It sounded like she did that recording in her bathroom.
It did.
Right?
It had a little echo.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what was going on there. This thing is awesome. So here's the thing. UVC lighting, okay, so UVC lighting is used, has been used as an antibacterial forever. In HVAC systems, UVC lights are used in the airflow to capture and kill the air as it flows through. I have them on our very own furnaces at our house. They cost a fortune, the light bulbs to replace.
Mm-hmm.
But they really do work. And this particular phone soap, it's like a clamshell. So imagine a giant makeup compact, okay? But it's rectangular. You open the thing up. It has two little bulbs and a mirrored back panel on each one of these lights. You place your phone inside this clamshell. You close it. 5 minutes. Turns on. The lights go on the entire phone. It kills everything on the phone and doesn't harm your phone. And there's a video online where from the Discovery Channel, they're scientists. They went to some lab to test this whole thing out, and they swabbed it all down, and they put the phone in this, and they swabbed it. Zero bacteria on this phone after 5 minutes.
You know why I could support this one, even though I don't worry about germs too much?
Yeah.
Show of hands. How many people take their phones into the bathroom?
I know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this drives me crazy. I got off the airplane last night, and so I will not talk on the phone or do anything on the phone if I go into the bathroom. First of all, it drives me crazy how many people go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I see men all the time going in there, doing their business, and just walking out the door. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't touch your phone.
It takes 10 seconds,
dude. I mean, come on. Take a little soap and wash your hands, for crying out loud. And the other thing, too, is, Veronica, it bothers me when men don't put the toilet seat down.
Oh, yeah.
Really bothers me.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a guy taking care of business at 9 o'clock at night at O'Hare, talking on the phone while he's taking care of his business. You can't wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell her I'm going to call her in the morning, this and that. And he's in a closed stall, let's just say, talking away like there's no tomorrow. Imagine what's on that phone.
Yeah. And even just setting your phone down. I don't like purses. I hate purses. So I'll have my keys and my phone, walk into like a gas station bathroom or something.
Right.
Set it down.
There's a lot of reasons why I'm glad I'm a man. And one is that as a woman, you have to go use public restrooms and you have to sit down.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's gross. And then you, like I said, if you're carrying something like your keys.
Yeah.
You have to set them somewhere, so
I'm
they're picking up
you,
germs.
This phone soap thing just makes me happy. Now my wife's like, I think everybody should have germs, and I agree. I don't want to be this sanitized thing where you're constantly doing this. But you take the phone, you put it in this thing, you close the door 5 minutes later. I did it to my phone this morning before I came because it's sitting on my counter. You got to check it out. Their website is phonesoap.com, which is a great web. It's a great name for
How are you gonna forget that
a product, right? Phone soap. It's so great. And it's up on, Lindsay's going to put it up on Facebook via Arizona. And maybe that was her thing, that she wanted to sound like she was in the bathroom.
She probably did. She's a smart girl.
Maybe there was like a whole thing. But check it all out. And then vibe about it, as she mentioned, on your clean iPhone. 7:57 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll get back right after this.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
8:09 in the morning.
There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. You know, Las Vegas, where I was this week for the ACE convention, I have to go to Las Vegas a lot because it's the center of the world for conventions. And I got to be honest with you, it's not my favorite place to go. I'm not a gambler. You know, I walk through those casinos that are just packed with people. It is unbelievable to me how many people there are. And I'm just at one casino and there's people everywhere. Gambling, drinking, 7 in the morning, you know, there's people around a craps table and there's Bud Lights all over the place. I'm like, because you have no idea what time it is.
I don't want to be one of these, like, you know, hippie freak types, but here goes.
What if
we took all that money that's wasted on that, did something useful?
I know. I mean, I have to tell you, you're absolutely right. We went out to dinner, you know, with, I have our staff from our hardware stores there, and we took them out to dinner. We had a lovely time. But everything is just so expensive. You know, everybody's like, oh, you go there, you eat for free. But the restaurants are great and really nice. But the thing that I was going to say is, while that's not my scene, The people watching is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The stuff that you see, people, what they're wearing. This woman walked into the restaurant that we're in. I'm going to say she's 22 years old. And she's in this, she's got to be 6 feet tall. She's in this mini skirt that was painted on. And I wouldn't even call what she was wearing on top a bra. And she's just standing there having a conversation. And then all of a sudden this other woman walks in wearing the same thing. Like, I don't know where they're going, right? And then right behind them are these two older people on the scooters.
Yeah.
with the yellow blinking lights to let everybody know that they're coming, right? And the thing is, you can still smoke in the casinos. Now, they do a pretty good job of controlling it, but if you don't smoke,
it smells. Yeah.
You really notice it if you don't smoke. And there's the two people on the scooter, and the one lady had the oxygen tank going with the thing in her nose as she's in the casino.
Why would you even go in with an oxygen tank?
I don't know. Years ago, I was in Minneapolis getting ready to take a flight back home early in the morning at the hotel waiting for the shuttle. It was cold. It was the middle of winter. And you know how you'll have a vestibule from a hotel where you've got the double doors. And so the one door, you come from the outside, and then there's a little vestibule and then another double door to break the cold. You know, so when you're coming in, it's not as cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this this gentleman step outside, and he took an inhaler, you know, and took like a shot of an inhaler. And I remember looking at this guy going, man, that's got to stink. You know, a guy must have asthma, and you got to do that inhaler all the time to breathe. You know, I was conscious of the fact that this gentleman was taking this inhaler and putting it in his mouth and going. And then he goes into the vestibule and lights a cigarette.
Oh, geez.
He's taking his inhaler so he can smoke a cigarette. Oh, anyway, the people watching is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It is the hair color, the outfits, all different kinds of people. And it's just an interesting place. Las Vegas.
I'm not a fan. I've been once, and I don't need to go back.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not my scene. I mean, for some people, they love it. I know people that love Las Vegas. And if that's your thing, great. It's just, for me, it's just not my thing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is my thing, trying to help you guys on Saturday mornings, like Teresa in St. Charles. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. How can I help you?
I've stained and varnished some red oak. And when I did it, it looked fabulous. And about 2 or 3 days later, I started noticing some spots, blotches, like water stains. And it's not all over, but it's noticeable enough that it bothers me, and I can't figure out what I can do now. It was new red oak, and I did a coat of stain on it, and then I did 4 layers of varnish on it, and it looks blotchy, and it didn't look blotchy when I did it.
Okay, so what is it, oak stairs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have new oak, you sanded it, you used an oil-based stain?
Yes.
Now let me ask you this, the blotchiness, is it in the color or is it in the finish?
That would be a good question. It's hard to tell it.
Okay, but in other words, does it look like watermarks or does it look like blotchiness in the sense of the...
No, it looks like it got wet in certain areas. The stairs now look old.
Huh. Okay. When you stained it, how did you apply the stain? With a rag?
No, with a brush.
Okay, and then did
you... And then I wiped it with a rag.
Okay, and then you wiped it with a rag. And then how long did you allow it to dry?
Almost 2 days.
Okay. And so when you put the, when you went to put the finish down, you put your hand on there and you said, okay, it feels dry.
Correct.
Did you lightly sand it as well because the grain was up?
No, the grain wasn't up at all.
Really? All right. And then what kind of finish did you use?
Verathane.
Oil or water?
Water.
How dark is the stain?
I used golden oak, and then I used a tiny touch of provincial in it so that it had brought out the wood grains.
Okay. My guess is that it was not 100% cured, and the water base is where you're getting the blotchiness from. So here's what I want you to try. Have you heard me talk about Howard's Restore Finish?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go to, where are you, St. Charles? Go to the Ace and buy a bottle of Howard's Restore Finish in neutral. And with quadruple zero steel wool, I want you to try over the top of this, go back and forth with it to try and blend in the finish. Now, you may actually take most of that finish off with it, but it won't take the stain off. And then I want you to wipe it and let it dry. You're going to want to lightly sand that a little bit because the grain should raise a little bit. When you feel it, it shouldn't be super smooth. And then when you did the four coats, how long did you wait before you let it, before you did the second and third and fourth coat?
A couple hours.
Okay. All right. So then go ahead and put a seal coat on, couple hours, hit it with the steel wool dry with the grain, then do your coats again. And my guess is it's that the finish wasn't completely dry, and because it's waterborne versus oil, that's where that those blotches are coming from.
Okay, I should go over it with steel wool first and then put the Restore Finish on.
You put the Restore... The Restore... So you're going to take the steel wool, you're going to put the Restore Finish in a pail, and you're going to put the steel wool in there, and you're going to wring it out so it's damp.
Oh.
And then you do that along the grain of the wood, wipe that away, see how it looks then, allow that to dry, then hit it with the seal coat first of the Varathane, let that dry for a couple hours, hit that with dry steel wool so it's nice and smooth, then do your second, then do your third, steel wooling between all those coats dry.
Is there anything else other than steel wool? Can you use those?
Scotch-Brite pads? You could use a Scotch-Brite pad, but you need a white Scotch-Brite pad, not a green one.
Oh, okay.
The lighter the color, the finer the pad.
Okay.
Capiche?
Yeah, I don't like steel wool.
You don't like how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, use the white Scotch-Brite pad, and it should work just fine for you. Good luck with that project. Sounds good. 8:18 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, wake up. The weekend is here. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. But I feel better when
I'm dancing. 822. 312-981-7200 is a phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. Here's Paula in Prairie View. Hi, Paula. You're on WGN. Good morning. Paula? Hello, Paula. All right, one more time.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Is Prairie View right over there at Route 22 and...
And Milwaukee.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I used to do business. There used to be a roofing supply house right along the tracks there.
Correct, right on Prairie and 22. Yeah, they were there for years and years.
Wilson, wasn't that the name?
Yes, absolutely.
And then there was a flooring supply company right across the street.
Years and years ago, yeah.
Well, I'm old now.
Me too. And I've lived there for 25 years. So
yeah, we used to buy, what was the name of that company? I can picture it because when we used to install hardwood floors, they made hardwood floor nailers. That was their business. And we would go there to buy the nails and to buy the tool that you would use. It was this air compressor-powered nail gun for putting in hardwood floors. It was awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Look at that. And there used to be a place you can go to recycle your aluminum there.
Well, that's still there.
Is that still there?
I was just there last night. Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was before anybody was recycling anything.
I know,
right?
No, they're jamming all the time. They got cars pulling up all the time. I just went there last night and dropped some stuff off.
Wow.
And they'll actually take stuff that they won't give you money for, but at least it's somewhere you can get rid of your heavy steel or whatever.
Wow. Huh. Look at that. Look at you and I going down memory lane, Paula.
How about that?
How can I help you?
So my bathtub drain, when you know, it used to be I could just twist it off to clean the drain out and then twist it back on.
Yeah.
It's just a little saucer with a little knob on top. You grab the knob and you twist it off. Well, I'm twisting and twisting and turning, and it's just not coming off anymore. So I
sorry,
I
we're all out of time, Paula. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, come on now.
I'm kidding. Okay, so it's a pop-up, right? You can pop it up and down. There's a handle behind the faucet?
No. When you want to pop it up, you just pull it up and it stays up. If you want to push it down, you push it down, it stays down. But to take it off all the way, you pull it up and twist it like you twist it off, like a twist.
Are we talking a bathtub or a vanity or a vanity?
A bathtub.
Okay, so there's a screw that's holding that.
So
in place.
I've laid down in there with a flashlight and looked for that darn screw. So is it definitely there? Maybe calcium or something is covering it up?
Correct. There's a Phillips head screwdriver, and it's hard to see because you literally have to put your head in the tub, which is ridiculous.
But you need
to take a flashlight and keep spinning it, and at some point you're going to see a little screw.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. And you just loosen that screw a little bit, and it could have just been calcification that's happened. And this is what's happening. So this drain is just super slow now?
No. It slows every once in a while. I just know there's stuff down there I need to clear out.
Right.
And so it's just been bugging me that I can't get in there.
There.
So maybe what I need to do is take that Phillips head and just keep turning and scraping to scrape out the calcium that's stopping me from seeing it. Okay.
It is right there, I promise you.
Okay, I'll keep looking then.
Thank you for taking me.
By the way, you're the only Mr. Fix It I'll ever go to. I don't care what else WGN does, but you're going to be my guy. I listen to you every Saturday morning. I just can't wait to.
That's very nice of you to say. I need to find out if I'm being replaced. I mean, it would be typical that I would be the last one to find out. But, right now
there's no replacement for Lumi and Ferdini.
You know what I heard?
What?
That they wanted someone who didn't complain about the cups or the water temperature.
Today is Veronica's.
Right, well, you might be in trouble then.
Today's Veronica's last day too. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's go up to Milwaukee and talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
How are you? Okay, I've got. My wife and I were in Florida for a month. We came back the other day, and our refrigerator, which has a top freezer, everything was hot in it. Is it time to get a new refrigerator?
It was hot, or it? What do you mean hot?
Right. Beverage cans, you would touch it, and it was hot.
Oh, yeah, no. How old is that unit?
24 years old.
Yeah. I mean, it's not worth fixing because that's probably so, in the defrost mode, what happens is literally the coils get heated so that, it's natural defrost. So something's malfunctioned in there. And, by the time you get a repair person to come out and do a $100 fee and then we got to replace this, now all of a sudden you're spending a couple $100 on a 24-year-old unit.
Correct.
I wouldn't do it. How many live in that house? Just you and
just my wife and I.
Yeah.
My wife and I.
Yeah. So, I would buy a new one. You know what ones I really like that is these Dutch door fridges. Have you seen those?
No, is that the two-sided doors?
Right, but it's not a – no. So the freezer's down low. Because, the reality of it is, I don't know, how much stuff do you put in the freezer?
Pizzas and chicken and, just –
Right, but it's not like you're loading up with the so these Dutch door ones, the freezer's down low like a drawer, which I think makes a lot of sense, and then the top, both doors open up. And so now you look at the whole thing. It's not like one big door, but you can open a half a door or both doors, and when you open it up, you can see everything as opposed to the two-door where you have the freezer on the side.
Sure.
I don't like the freezer on the side. I think the freezers are too small, but I really like that one. And there's a bunch of makers, Frigidaire, Whirlpool, GE, they all make them. So I think you're up in Milwaukee. Who do you got who's that big appliance guy up there? American, right? Isn't that the guy that gives you the great deals
American
up there?
American went out of business 2 years ago.
Oh, well, never mind then. Don't go there.
Right.
Who else is the big appliance guy up in Milwaukee?
We do Sears products.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Kenmore has them. They're great. Kenmore is still a phenomenal name in appliances. There's no question. It's all made by Whirlpool, but they put extra features in the Kenmores that they don't have in the Whirlpool, so that you will not go wrong with that. But I wouldn't put money in a 24-year-old fridge freezer.
Great.
How was your time in Florida?
It was great. You know, and we had a refrigerator with the water in the door.
Yeah.
Double doors. My wife did not like the double doors.
See? There you go. So you know what? What's the number one thing we have to do, Bob, in our lives?
Keep them happy.
Attaboy. Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 8:29 in the morning. Quick break. Don't go away.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, that's me. Register now through March 17th for the WGN Radio Bracket Battle, sponsored by Al Pamani Ford. Fill out your bracket and make your picks in this year's men's college basketball tournament. Compete against your favorite WGN radio hosts for the chance to win cash prizes and a two-year lease on a 2016 Ford Focus. It's a perfect 63-game bracket. If you win it, you win $1 million. The person with the highest point total wins the two-year lease from Al Pamani Ford. Keep up with the tournament and standings and see how you stack up against the WGN Radio family. Register today and get the details at WGNradio.com/bracketbattle. That's pretty cool. Do you follow college basketball at all?
No, not really.
You don't do the brackets?
No, I just... No?
Elif, do you do the brackets at all? Do you ever do the...
No.
No, not at all? Are you a sports fan at all?
No.
No.
Who has time for sports? That's my problem.
Well, really?
Yeah, yeah.
See, you don't watch television.
No.
Right. Do you watch television, Elif?
Yes.
What do you watch? If you say Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you're so fired. You are so fired.
No, no, no.
Well, just because I said that, now you won't say it.
Well, I do watch the Today Show.
Okay. All right.
And I watch the news. Okay. No, I'm just coming up with ones that'll impress you.
No, I don't want to be. But that whole Keeping Up with the Kardashians really bothers me. But that's a whole. I was talking with these young ladies I was traveling with, these very smart, bright young ladies who work for these PR firms. And we were talking about that. Like, oh, yeah, you know, we just, you know, that show Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on everywhere. It's on all the time. And they're like, we have it on in our office.
To be honest, it's a good brain dump.
That's what they said. Does it make you feel better about your life?
No.
No.
It's just funny to watch every once in a while when it's...
I just get sad when I see all these stupid shows because I realize the world is full of people like this. And it just makes me...
That's why I blame the whole Donald Trump thing.
Mm-hmm.
All these reality TV things, you know?
Yep.
He's an angry guy and he says bad things about... He's just... The man has no filter. I would like my president to be a little more...
You want him to be real, but you want him to have some class, too.
A little bit of decorum,
mm-hmm.
Right? I don't want to call every... If you don't like somebody and then you call him stupid or you call him a loser, whatever. I mean, that's the thing. We can't go around name-calling with people.
And if we tell our kids they can't do it, yet
right.
The man who's in charge of this country is doing
yeah.
it. You know.
I don't know. I mean, you can vote for who you want. That's everybody's right. But I was talking to Elif off the air. She's only 23 years old. This whole group of people needs to get involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of vote and decide. And, you know, I think they're just as disenchanted and disenfranchised as everybody else is, you know, thinking, geez, what are we doing? You know, I do like the fact that what he is doing is he's shaking the whole thing up. So the fact that the establishment, you know, I'm sure all those guys in the Republican Party are going, how did this happen? Right? You know, they're like, what is going on?
Don't they love me anymore?
Right. And so, but the point is they're shaking it up. And so people want straight talk. There's obviously the reason why he's so popular is that whole tell it like it is thing is changing the way we do business. And I'm all for that because I don't want it to just always be, well, this is how we always do because... Now I was the senator, and now this guy was my crony, and then he gets to be the senator or whatever. That has to stop. We all have to have an invested interest in how we lead this country and run this country so that people are doing it because they want to do it. The reason why we get all these yahoos is that the good people don't want to get involved because it's such a slimy business,
mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, really, would you run for any kind of office? I wouldn't.
Well... You know, Veronica, this is a big topic at the Manfredini family, and
yeah.
I did not set you up. but I'm only allowed to run for political office with my second wife.
Ah.
And I like my first wife.
So there you go.
So I don't think I will be. But I want to. Because I really, you know, the problem is I have this vision that I could help people.
I think you would be a good politician.
My wife does. If you're not in with everybody, then it's not worth it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I couldn't put my family through that if that's not what they want to do. My kids don't want to do it either. So, but when I'm remarried, you know, someday. I'm not, you know, I'm not, I love my wife. I want to be married to my wife forever. I'm like an elephant. Elephant, you haven't worked? I'm an elephant. You know what the elephants do? You know a little thing about elephants? Do you remember that from, do you know where I'm going with this?
The only thing,
they never forget? I don't know.
No, that's not me. No, they mate once.
Ah.
They have one mate. That's it. So that's my goal. So I'm never going to run for political office. But I'm happy. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're going to get back to your phone calls right now. But before we do that, in town right now is the International Home and Houseware Show at McCormick Place. It's this gigantic show that has been in Chicago for years. Both buildings, companies spend a gajillion dollars to put all their wares. And as I mentioned earlier, it is an industry-only show. So people like Target send all their buyers there, and they go walking around, and they look for the latest blender and vacuum cleaner and, you know, some kind of houseware decor item that might be out there. And, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond there. The Ace people are there. They're all there looking to see what the latest and greatest is in the housewares world. Joining me on the phone now is Lisa Casey Weiss, who is lifestyle spokesperson for the International Home and Houseware Show. Hello, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm terrific. Nice to speak with you again.
Very nice to speak with you again, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Now, before I turn you loose to tell me all the latest trends, I, as well as Lindsay, have been inundated by press releases from all the different manufacturers of all this stuff. And I'm sure you see all this stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And here is my thing. I get a lot of them from these companies that their biggest innovation is that whatever it is they make is in a new color. Right?
Okay. Yeah, and well, some companies, that's very important. Design and color are important elements.
But it's like the blender that you all love now is available in mango. You know what I mean? And that's the innovation. So what I want you to tell me is, and I get it, right? Because innovation costs money. And a lot of companies are, you know, they're nervous about investing, you know, millions of dollars in some new product because you don't know if it's going to work. It takes guts to do that. And so it certainly is easy to say, well, we had such success in this blender because it was red. Let's try orange and see what happens. But as you now have come and seen a lot of this stuff, talk a little bit about who's at this show and what are some of the trends that you're seeing coming forth in the year to come.
Okay. So this year, I think American consumers are showing more confidence in the economy. So they're definitely spending more time mm-hmm. and money investing in their home. And some of the things we're looking and seeing are a focus on outdoor living spaces, smart home products or the Internet of Things, and also people are looking for, like you said before, to remodel, refurbish, re-update their homes. So maybe that comes in the form of an updated design or color. But for the first two areas, consumers are looking to bring the comforts of indoor living outside. Kind of the idea of enhancing the home's overall atmosphere, spending time maybe outside, even in bad weather. People are definitely spending more money investing in that outdoor living space, kind of transforming that into this relaxing oasis. So I have a product here that I just saw for the first time yesterday that actually combines the concept of outdoor living with the Internet of Things. It's Bradley has a Bradley smoker. And it's a Bluetooth-enabled product. It comes with an app. It will not be available for a couple of months. It has a touchtone touch screen. So what you do is you download the app, and then you can control the temperature of the smoker. You can adjust the temperature, adjust the amount of smoke. You can adjust the cooking time. You can set an alert so it reaches the desired temperature and alerts on either your smartphone or your tablet. So it's this really wonderful smoker that you can use in all year round, but that it has these additional features now for this Bluetooth-enabled app.
You know, it's so funny that you bring that up, because I was at the I was in Las Vegas at the ACE convention, and there's a company there called Granite Gold that makes a cleaner for granite, and they now are establishing this way to buy granite with this kiosk touchscreen thing. And I was walking around with a writer, a woman who was a little bit older than me. And she goes, "Oh, I would never do that. That's crazy. Who would do that touchscreen thing, and who would do whatever?" And then when you sit here and talk about a Bluetooth-enabled smoker, I'm thinking, who would do that? More people than you think would want something like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really is.
For a lot of consumers. And unfortunately, I mean, I'm not in this age group, but millennials, it's a very popular feature for
right.
them.
They want to do everything with their phone. And the fact that connectivity that I think a lot of us look at and say, that is the craziest thing. Why wouldn't you just go out there and look at the darn smoker and see what it's doing? But they want that convenience. And the more millennials I speak to, and even the Generation Y, who like to think of themselves as millennials, but they're not. And but they like that connectivity, too. And so obviously, these manufacturers are keyed into that and realize that, hey, there's something here.
Well, I mean, there's more products here than you would think. I mean, it's just starting to, I think, touch the surface of it. But
right.
for example, there's another company here, Equator Appliances is the company name, and they have this smart combo, which is a washer dryer combination. So basically, you put the clothes in dirty and you take them out clean.
But and dry?
Yes, clean and dry.
Really?
So it now has the newest product they have is a Wi-Fi model. So you can operate it from your smartphone. But what's really interesting about it is you also, once you register this product with the company, it can do remote diagnostics. You can also do, they can have their own liquid detergent, and the sensor will know when you're low on detergent and order it before you need it.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's in a prototype stage. It's not going to be available until the fourth quarter. It is a very high-end product, but it's just got some really wonderful features. It doesn't even have an on or off button. It's all touchscreen.
Wow. Now, have they figured out how to fold the laundry and then put it away for me, too? Because I would buy that.
No, that might be next year's model.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's good. I like that. I like the whole washer. The washer dryer combination thing is a neat feature, because that's, you know, you load it in there, boom, you go, especially if you're busy and don't have a lot of time for this. That really makes a lot of sense. Tell me.
But it also makes a lot of sense for a lot of companies. A lot of people are in small apartments, mm-hmm. or downsizing to smaller spaces.
Right.
And this is just kind of an all-in-one. You know, takes up a lot less space in your home.
How about on the smaller side of things? I mean, both of these things sound a little bit on the expensive side. You mentioned that washer-dryer is a little bit more expensive. What about some smaller things that are available or coming to store shelves in the near future?
We have a couple of smaller items that are, let's see. This one, I wouldn't say it's less expensive, but it's an interesting product. We're definitely seeing a lot more attention on healthy living. Consumers, and that's not a new trend, but consumers are just so much more concerned about what they're eating and what the foods do or don't contain. So they're trying to demand more natural, less processed food. So company Nutrimill has this whole grain grinder, so you can make your own flour. A lot of consumers are concerned about gluten, gluten-free, and they want to take control of their foods. So it's like a tabletop little countertop vessel that you can just put the grain
in,
the whole grain
right?
into, right? And it's got this stone that, and it just in minutes, seconds, actually, makes your own flour.
We tested a unit that was here on the Mr. Fix-It Show that you connected to your KitchenAid Mixmaster.
Mm-hmm. The mock mill, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I loved it. I was so excited about it. And, you know, my wife, who bakes all the time, I thought would be super excited about it. She's like, no. And, you know, I went to the Whole Foods to buy whole grain. I'm like, I need to buy some whole grain. And the guy looked at me. I don't know what you're talking about. But I think it's so cool. And you're right. There's a whole movement about where this food is coming from. And the fact that you could grind your own stuff simply, it's so cool. So this particular unit you're talking about is self-contained.
Yes. Self-contained. So you don't, it's not an attachment to another. It's self-contained.
Right. Oh, I think that's so neat.
It's
that is
really,
so
really
neat.
Nice product.
Yeah.
And it's actually, what's really nice about it is very eco-friendly, too. Like, the outside of the unit is made of, like, bamboo. So it's just got that whole, vibe to it that it's really very healthy for you and for your family.
Now, I know I'm joking about the colors, but that is always a huge trend at the houseware show. Where
it is a huge trend.
Right, and style and I mean, now you're talking, you know, we're talking about things that you plug in and do whatever, but at the houseware show, too, things like dishware and knifeware and, you know, the kinds of everyday things that we use are part of this show, a huge part of the show. You know, cookware, all that kind of stuff is really a pivotal part of the show. And there is where you're going to see the colors and the innovation style.
Absolutely. And think about it. If you have a home and you want to remodel and refresh your home, what's the simplest and easiest way to do it? You infuse with color.
Right.
So sometimes a consumer may not want to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to remodel their home, but they can, you know, get a new tea kettle that has, you know, a different color to it, or some tableware or dish towels or something like that. The two colors of the year, Pantone colors of the year, actually are two this year. It's Rose Quartz and Serenity. So it's basically a pink and a blue.
Oh.
And it kind of taps into the whole, I'm not sure if you follow fashion, but there's a very big gender blur in fashion.
Wait, what are you saying? I don't follow fashion. Right,
I don't know, Mr. Fix-It.
Right now, I'm wearing something by Dior. No, I'm not.
Are you?
No. So funny, when I walked in, Veronica said to me, "What are you wearing?" You know, that's just like at the Academy Awards. What are you wearing? Who are you wearing? I'm like, oh, I don't know, Men's Warehouse. I don't know. No, but you're right. The color is key. I get it.
So, and design is a big part of what we see here at the show as well. There's an entire segment just called Discover Design. Very, not necessarily all high end, but just very well designed, well thought out, beautiful for the home.
That's great. Well, I know that we can't let anybody in because it's an industry-only show. But is there any place that people could get a little sneak peek? Is there?
If they go to the website, www.theinspiredhome.com, that is the International Housewares Association's consumer engagement program. They have a booth here, but they also have this website, and they can see demos of the consumer website, and they can learn about some of the exhibitors and the products there. So that would be a great starting point for consumers.
That's awesome. Lisa Casey Weiss is the lifestyle spokesperson for the International Home and Houseware Show. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little peek at all that and the website so we can people can see what's out there, because all this stuff is coming. If it's not already on the shelves, it's going to be there soon, and people can be in the know to get ready to go out there and make some purchases.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Appreciate you calling. And it's 8:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hi, it's Steve Cochran. Excuse me a second. I need to adjust the old tool belt. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It program on 720 WGN.
Thank you, Steve. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by CleanFireplace.com. Remember, 312-981-7200 is also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Ella will read those text messages, and we'll get through them as quickly as possible. Now let's get back to the phone lines. And this is Bill in Palos Hills. Bill, thanks so much for hanging on. How can I help you, sir?
Thank you very much, Lou. It's time to replace the old 40-gallon water heater. It's not recovering as quickly as possible, so okay. I'm thinking tankless.
All right.
What are you recommending brand-wise for a good tankless water heater?
Well, you know, I was a big fan of the Eternal, which is what I have in my own home, but they're now out of business in the U.S.
That's not good.
No, so you don't want one of those, and I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for mine to go. But Navion is probably one of the best units out there right now. And what's unique about the Navion is you can feed it with a 3/4-inch gas pipe.
So we don't need a bigger gas supply in that regard?
Correct. And so with these other units, like the one that I have, the Eternal, I had to have the gas company come and actually put in a bigger meter.
Uh-huh.
And I had to run a 1-inch gas line to it, because you needed more volume of gas for it. But this Navion unit is available in the Chicagoland area. It's supplied by a company called Metropolitan Industries, and it's a really good unit.
Metropolitan
Industries. You can't buy it from them. You're going to buy it from a supply house.
Okay.
But it's pretty easy to install. I don't know if you're going to do this yourself or even have a plumber
do
it.
No, we're going to. That's one of the questions I have. Can you recommend somebody that would be able to install this for me?
Well, so here's the thing. A lot of these plumbers are anti-on-demand water heater, and they'll try and talk you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I think it's just ignorance on their part. There is no reason to not do this. And so depending on where you live, I can't specifically tell you down by there, but here's what I would do. That Metropolitan Industries that I talked about,
look
them up and call them, and they'll get you some people that they know install them.
Okay.
And then you can buy through them. Now, remember, these units are, you're going to do a tank water heater installed for, say, $1,500 by a licensed plumber.
Right.
This thing might cost you $3,000.
But
it's going to last you 20 years, and when it's off, it's off. You will save money long term with this. And
in the price of gas, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think they're terrific. I mean, yeah, the one I have, the company's out of business, but it turns on and I have endless hot water, and when all my kids are home and we're all going to church at the same time, the guy that used to take the cold shower was me, and I no longer do that anymore. So it's a good one, and I definitely would give them a call. Hang on a second, a little bit longer. I'm going to have Aleph get you a pair of tickets to the Chicago Flower and Garden Show, March 12th through the 20th at Navy Pier, with more than 20 life-size gardens, how-to workshops, and instructional seminars. You can buy tickets and get information at chicagoflower.com. Now we're going to talk to Sam, who was hanging on in Burbank. Hey, Sam, you're on WGN. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, you're welcome, Lou. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
I got a kitchen floor that's pretty old, and it's time really to be replaced. It's kitchen tile, I apply 3/4-inch plywood. How do I go about tearing it up and, with all the adhesive and everything underneath it and clearing the surface and that and putting down a new floor?
Is this a ceramic floor?
No, tile.
It's tile. Vinyl tile?
Yeah. Yes.
And who's going to scrape it all up?
Me.
Okay. It's a lot of work. How big of an area are we talking about?
20 by 15.
Wow. Okay. Here's what I would probably tell you to do. You can rent a floor scraper that is this heavy machine that has this wide blade that once you get underneath one of the tiles, it's like a giant vibrating knife that goes back and forth, back and forth. You probably rent the thing for the day for $40 or, a few hours for $40 or $50.
Well, that's not bad. Okay.
It's going to be a back saver.
So
it's going to do, you're still going to have to do some of the tile by hand, around the cabinets and whatnot, but the vast majority in the field of the floor, You're going to get this all up. And then what are you going to, what's the new floor you want to put down? What kind?
Probably tile too, probably, you know, the 1 foot by 1 foot tiles.
Okay. So depending on how, you know, you beat up this subfloor, you may need to put down another little sheet of Luan or something to get you a nice, solid, flat, dry surface before you put the new tile down.
That was my question. See, that's exactly what I was worried about, what I have to do.
But you won't know until you get the old tile up.
Okay.
All right, so the first thing is to get the old tile up. And if all of a sudden it scrapes it really well and like, wow, this isn't bad, you may need to sand that floor down because it needs to be dry. You can't have any glue residue because the new glue, if you're going to put down this other tile, won't adhere and it'll be problematic. So
that's exactly another thing I brought. Yeah, okay, I understand that. That was another thing I'm bringing up.
So if you use this floor scraper and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this floor doesn't look that bad, you know, the subfloor is in pretty good shape, sand it all down so that it's clean and dry.
Yes.
Then you can put down your new flooring. Or if you beat the living you-know-what out of it, then you have to put down another Luan sheet over the top of that, or even remove that. If there's an underlayment there, that probably has to come up, which would be better, so the floor is in a different height, and put a new underlayment so it's flat, clean, dry, and then your new flooring can go right over the top of that. I appreciate the phone call. Good luck with that project. This is Jerry in Gurnee. Jerry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Vic. I've got a water problem in the house. I got milky water in all the taps, the hot and the cold taps. And it was a new water heater put in the first week in January. I'm beside myself over here to get some resolution on this. I've had the plumber come back and look, and to no avail. I've got a tempering valve for the water that goes to the toilets, and I was just wondering if that could possibly be the cause of this milky looking. And if you put it in a glass, you tap a glass full of water, it's a milky, and then it clears in about a minute. Like there's millions and millions of bubbles you can't even see. They're so small.
Huh. Hot or cold at any fixture?
Correct.
But
the outside valves that coming into the house, I mean going out to the street, the water comes in off the street and goes straight up to an outside valve, and that water is just as clear as a crystal.
Wait. So you mean if you pull it out of the spigot?
Yeah, the outside spigot is clear as a bell because it's just a matter of a couple of feet from where it comes in off the street. And that line goes over towards the hot water heater and through two big blue filters. And then it goes into the hot water heater and dissipates, you know, goes to the other faucets.
Okay, wait. So you have inline filters?
Yes.
And when's the last time you changed those filters?
Last week. This is after the filters. The water's clear up to the filters. And then after coming out of all the taps, kitchen, bathroom.
Okay, hold on. Wait. So the water's clear before the filter. And you have filters on both the hot and the cold side.
I got their tandem big blue filters in line.
Tandem on the cold side or tandem one on the cold, on the hot?
On the cold side.
Okay, so you have tandem filters. So one, it's going through one filter, then another.
Correct.
And do you know
carbon,
that
carbon and paper? Okay. One's carbon, one's paper.
All right. So let's do this. And this is at every spigot.
Yes.
Comes out of the hot or the cold.
Yes.
But before that, it's not happening at the spigot outside because that's before the filter.
Correct.
All right. So let's do this. Can you shut the water off to take those filters out?
Yes.
All right. Take the filters completely out.
Okay.
Put the blue cap back on, you know, without a filter. But before you do that, when you take that out, I want you to take the canister from the what holds the filter in place, put that in a sink with soapy water and wash that whole thing out. It's going to be greasy. Probably going to have a little greasy layer residue in it somehow. Just get some dish soap, warm water. Or, you know,
I already did that.
But then I don't want you to put the filter back in.
Okay.
And I want you to test this all without the filters.
Okay.
If now this cloudiness goes away, there's some little gap in that filter system. If you're telling me that it's all cloudy and then it goes away, I've got it.
Correct.
I feel the sense that there's something either coming off of the filters themselves or there's a little, it makes no sense, but there's some kind of air gap. Somehow it's sucking air into the system when it runs, but it's not leaking, and that's where this cloudiness is coming from. But I want you to take those filters out, and I want you to run that water for at least 24 hours and tell me if it's better.
Okay.
All right, and give that a shot.
You don't recommend draining that hot water heater and flushing that out.
Well, it wouldn't hurt, but I think it's in the filters. If you're telling me that the spigot is clean, that your issue is in those filters.
Okay.
There's something going on with those filters. Try that out, and I think you're going to solve that problem. I appreciate the phone call. It's 9:19 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Hey, you. That's right. I'm talking to you. It is time to fix that leaky faucet. And you? Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Aren't you getting sick of your wife nagging you about that cold basement? Well, pick up that phone and call Lou. 312-981-7200. We're here till 10 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
9:25 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Rosemary is calling us from Marengo. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Lou. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. How can I help you?
I'm looking for furnace filters, and we have April Air Media Cleaners 2200, and I can't find the filters for them anywhere. I've been to several Ace Hardwares. I've been to the big box stores, even Farm and Fleet, but they don't have them. So can you help me find these?
Yeah. So it's a media filter that's an accordion style?
Yes.
Yeah. Your local Ace should have that. Not in the April Air brand, but it's probably under the Flanders name. So
well,
it's an it comes.
Me,
go ahead.
What they've shown me are they're just. The accordion is closed, like you, and it comes with plastic runners that you have to fan it out.
Correct.
Put the plastic runner, and that is very difficult. I had them 1 year, and it was a mess when I put them in. So I'm looking for the ones that are out. You just take it and set it in the plastic drawer and close it up.
And you slide it in there.
Yes.
Right, but the problem is that your system has a... So nobody... When you went to the other stores, they didn't have the 4-inch filter?
Oh, it's bigger than that.
No, but it's 4 inches wide. So in other words, the ones that are preset that you slide in...
Yes.
They're, you know, 20 by 25, and they're 4 inches wide.
Yes.
And they either come in... Flanders is one of the manufacturers. 3M makes one. But my point is, your media filter, because it has a frame,
yes,
may be a little bit different size.
Oh, but I don't see those anywhere. They're all the kinds that are where the accordion is closed on them in this little box, and you just have to fan the thing out.
Right. So they sell. You found those.
Yes, but I had them 1 year, and they're a mess.
Okay, but you just so you're just looking for. But my point is the insert may not work. So when you take that thing out, you have a frame, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right, I want you to take that frame. My gosh, we sell those filters at our stores, but you don't want to come all the way up here. But the Ace.
Why don't the other Ace Hardwares have them?
They do, and they can get them out of their warehouse. Now you may have to buy.
Oh.
You may need to buy, like they come in a case. So. You know, they may say, well, you know, we don't normally carry this lady. I got to order a case of them. Say, fine, I'll buy a case because you want them anyway. You know what I mean?
They're $25 a piece.
Well, I understand that. But my point is you have to replace them. So,
yeah.
In other words, if they say, hey, there's four to a case,
uh-huh.
Then buy a case.
Oh, and then, there's only four in a case.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
okay.
That's all. I think that's all there is. So, yeah, it's not $25, but bring the frame so they can measure the frame and say, all right, Rosemary, this thing's 20 by 25, 4 inches. We'll order the 3M. There you go.
Okay.
Or if you want to drive all the way up to Villa Park or Edgebrook, we sell them there.
Okay. Sounds good.
It might cost you more in gas. Well, gas is cheap now.
Not anymore. It's going up.
Yeah. Well, it's not $4 a gallon.
Thank heavens. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Rosemary, thank you so much for calling. Have a lovely day.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope they're not going to shuffle you out the door.
I hope that never happens.
As it is, we only listen to WGN on weekends now. We don't listen to it anymore, except when the Blackhawks are on.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, Veronica, just give me 1 second, because last week we had this caller, Bill, who had this sewer gas smell that he couldn't figure out. And I gave him some advice on how to do things, and so we called him back. And I want to see if it worked. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN.
How you doing, Lou? Good morning.
Good morning. Remind people what your question was last week.
Well, when he went into the shower, the bathroom, he didn't smell nothing. But once the hot water hit the shower floor, he smelled sewer gas for probably a few minutes, and then it went away.
And once the water starts going, then I gave you some advice on what to do, right?
Yes, you told me to get a brush with pine saw to take the shower drain cover off and scrub, and it did work. Mrs. Bill is very happy.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that awesome when it works?
Lou, we enjoy having coffee with you every Saturday morning.
And now you can go take a shower and it doesn't stink.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You got it. Bill, thank you so much. I'm glad it worked out, my friend.
Hey, Lou, I hope they don't get rid of you.
Boy, we started something. I'm telling you, I don't think they're getting rid of me. I honestly don't think so. Thank you so much. I'm glad that all worked out for you. Veronica, I think I started a rumor.
I think
now.
You did, too. Now, you need to start the
rumor. Should we read Robert Feeder? Maybe there would be something in Feeder.
Maybe we should. Start the rumor that you're getting a raise.
Right.
And maybe, you know,
it'll
happen.
Right. All I want is coffee cups.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Time for our Just Text Me segment where you send us text messages, not when you drive, of course. And we answer them on the air. And sitting in for Lindsay this morning is Elif, which is a beautiful name. Tell us about where that name comes from.
Well, thank you. It's Turkish.
Turkish?
Yes.
And are you Turkish?
Yes.
Really?
100%.
Do you want to tell us your last name, too?
Garris.
Is that Turkish?
Yes.
Really? Elif. I like that.
Thank you.
Does it have a meaning?
Yes, it does. It's the first letter of the Arabic alphabet, and it also means the number one.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever met anybody named Elif. Veronica, have you?
No.
I've never met anybody named Veronica.
You haven't?
No.
It's not that odd. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't meet any other Veronicas, but I think since...
Do you know Elif? Do you know any other Elifs?
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you Turkey people hang
Turkish
out
Turkish girls, yeah.
Turkish girls. Do you know any other Veronicas?
I don't... Yes, I do, yes.
Really? See, I think Veronicas, you don't hear... That's a great name.
I didn't like it as a kid because it was different, but now I like it because it is different.
Right. Well, I like the different names. Very nice. Turkish. I like that. Very nice.
Thank you.
Did you grow up like with Turkish food in your house?
Yes.
Give me like something if I ever go to... So when I go see my daughter in New York, we always go to a different kind of restaurant. So maybe now I'll say Turkish. So what do I want to order?
My favorite food is lahmacun, and it's a flat dough that they put minced beef and they'll put parsley on top of, and then you can sprinkle some lemon, and it has a little bit of pepper in it, minced.
Wow. That sounds delicious.
Very good. It's my favorite.
All right. What does it say it again?
Lahmacun.
Oh, I like how you say that. Say it one more time.
Lahmacun.
All right. Do you have some text messages for me, Lahman June?
Yes. Linda asks, my bathroom door is making me crazy. I open it all the way, and a few seconds later, it closes halfway. What do I do?
Use a doorstop.
Okay.
No. How about, so the door is not plumb. There's a difference between plumb and level. Plumb is straight up and down. Level is horizontal. I mean, people say level both ways, but technically there's a difference. So when the door is open, I want you to take a level and put it on the vertical part of the door where the latch of the knob is, and take a look at the bubbles to see if it in fact is in between the lines. And so it's plumb, meaning it's straight up and down. Now you'll notice, you're like, wow, if I just move the level this way, if the bottom came out a little bit or the top went over a little bit, it would get set correctly. So it may need an additional screw, a longer screw, in, say, the top hinge to suck it up a little bit to make it plumb, whichever way it needs to go. Once you do that, then the door will be completely set and shouldn't go open or close. It should, you open it, and there it sits.
Okay.
Did you get all that?
Yes,
What's that favorite dish again you like?
Lahmacun.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, the 708 area code says, my single-handled
How
shower.
Long have you been producing for Dean Richards?
Since October.
Okay, has he ever asked you what your favorite Turkish meal is?
No.
See, you already like me better. Keep going.
The 708 area code says, my single-handle shower valve is not working properly. It's hit or miss whether we get hot water for a shower.
Ooh.
Hot water is fine everywhere else. If we turn the valve on full hot, we most of the time get barely warm water. Sometimes it's very hot. Also, the rotation of the handle has shortened. Full-on hot used to be at the 2 o'clock position. Now it's at the 12 o'clock position. Do you think it's the cartridge or the anti-scald ring / clip? Is this a repair I can make, or do I need a plumber?
It's probably both. The anti-scald ring is this adjustable ring to keep you from getting burned when somebody flushes a toilet. And it could be, in particular, with single-handle faucets, sometimes those things can jump because it's a little tooth, like a gear. And that setting could be off. And so by adjusting that first, you may be able to reset where the temperature is. So the point that, it used to be 2 o'clock, you know, maybe they have kids that were just leaning on the handle when they went to turn it on and it kind of went click, click a little bit. Or it could be the cartridge. So it's either that adjustment or the entire cartridge, which means you have to turn the water off to do this. The replacement cartridge will cost you about $20. It is fixable. And if you have light plumbing skills, you should be able to do this yourself. One tip. Make sure you close the drain and then also put a rag over the top of it, because when you go to remove that clip, if it falls out of your hand or out of the pliers when you pull it and it goes down the drain, you're going to be super sad.
Okay. I hope they got that.
I hope so, too.
The 815 area code says, I have outside light fixtures on the front of the house that I want to start leaving on for safety and curb appeal at night. However, each fixture has a spot for 3 light bulbs, and for energy and efficiency, I only want 1 light bulb and on in each. Otherwise, I have to leave on 6 lights. Is there a safe way to do this? Can I just not screw in the other 2 lights all the way? Should I take out the other 2 bulbs all the way?
Well, you could put LED light bulbs in and put all 3 on and leave them on all the time. And so you can buy LED light bulbs that can be used outdoors, and if they're smaller fixtures where you got a candelabra base, doesn't matter, those are available. And you know, let's say you had 3 bulbs that were each, you know, 25 watts a piece, so now you're using 75 watts of electricity. You put a 3 LED lights in there that use about 3 a piece, now you're using 9 watts of electricity. If you want to keep the other 2 unscrewed, and the problem is, with the ones you want for safety and you want to leave on all the time, it's probably not enough light when you want to have people come over and they're like, what was the lady's name?
We don't have a name for this person.
You think it's a man or a woman? Take a guess.
Make
up a name. Her name is?
Francesca.
Francesca. They go, wow, Francesca's house is so dark. So I would just put 3 LED bulbs on each one and get the lowest wattage that you can buy, the bulb that fits. So you could get a 25-watt LED bulb equivalent, but it only uses like 3 watts, or I think a 25-watt uses probably like 1.7 or something like that. So it's hardly using anything. It doesn't get hot, and you won't have to replace those bulbs for 20 years.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay.
And you can take all the money you saved, go to a Turkish restaurant, and order?
Lahmacun.
Okay. Got another one?
847. 847 asks, can you recommend a good water test? My son has a house in Chicago, and I'd like to test the water for lead.
Sure. There's a lead water test by a company called ProLab. That is, you have to send it off to a lab. The test is $10. You'll take a sample that you hold under the water, and you put it in an envelope. You ship it. The fee is $30. And within a couple of weeks, they'll send you back the test. Now, keep in mind, I talked about this before. Water quality is a big issue right now, certainly because of this whole disaster that happened in Flint. And in Chicago, there is a lot of lead piping that's feeding houses, my own house included. The trick with all of you, if you know you have a lead water service, the only way to eliminate that is you have to have new water service brought to your house, which is expensive. It's a lot of money. We're talking thousands of dollars. Turn the water on. Let it run for 2 minutes before you put a glass underneath it. And it's the water that sits overnight where the lead in the pipe can leach in. But once you run it through, the difference in the contamination is remarkable. Now, that being said, there is no safe level of lead in water. None. But the diminished part of it is minuscule that really shouldn't have an effect. You don't want to wake up in the morning and just go, take a glass of water. You want to turn the water on and go. Now, typically, if you get up and you shower, well, that water's been running now, so that's good. But even in the fixtures there, if you're going to pull water out of a kitchen faucet or if you have a filtered water thing, let it run for a minute, at least a minute, before you put the glass underneath it.
Okay, I have one more for you.
Okay.
One corner of the floor of the frame addition to my mother's brick house has sloped down 4 inches lower. Suggestions about how to fix this and by who, and this is Barb.
If it's just one corner and it's a brick home, my guess is we have some kind of structural issue going on. Probably the smartest thing to do would be to call PermaSeal. They have they do a whole structural business where they can actually jack up that house by digging on the outside and putting these lifts underneath the foundation wall. The assessment is free. They can come out and take a look at it, and you'll at least have an idea of what's going on, and they can figure out and help you out. So 800-421-SEAL is the phone number. And that's our Just Text Me segment?
Yep.
The next time that you produce, we're going to have that dish.
Lahmacun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are we going to order it from?
Turquoise.
Where's that?
In Rogers Park.
Okay.
Roscoe Village.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
All right. Can you have it for breakfast?
Sure. You can, yeah.
Yeah, right. Have you ever had pizza for breakfast?
I think so. Maybe once.
Okay, we're doing that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call before we take a break. This is Bob in St. Joe. St. Joe, Michigan?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call, Lou.
Yeah, how can I help you?
This is really unusual. We have a rental unit. It's about 400 square feet. It's on a crawl space. The crawl space is probably about 3.5 foot deep, tall, and it has a water heater in it. That water heater at least is 50 or 60 years old, and it still works.
Wow.
And it's a Toastmaster. Have you ever heard of one of those?
No.
It's square.
I have a toaster oven that's a Toastmaster, but not a water heater.
No. This is really unusual. I've been down there. I want to replace this. But
so it's electric.
There's no way
It's electric.
It is electric.
Okay.
It's square. It's a Toastmaster, and it's 50 gallons. This unit is about 400 square feet, so this is an overkill. There is no way I'll be able to get this out of there. So what I'll have to do is just connect it and probably put in another water heater. I would think 30 gallon would probably be more than enough.
And this rental unit is, so you have a, that has its own, it has a bathroom.
Yes, it does.
And so.
Bathroom and kitchen. This is all we would be supplying, would be a kitchen sink and the tub and the hot water in the bathroom.
Yeah, 30 gallons, just so you know, if you end up renting this, say, to two people.
Right.
They're not going to be able to take a back-to-back shower.
Okay.
So I would do, now let me ask you this, how do you access the crawl?
I have to go through a hole that's probably about 2.5 feet wide by 2.5. It's like a 2.5 foot square. Uh-huh. This building must have been put over the top of this. I'm not kidding you. It's just unbelievable.
Right.
What this? It's a relic. It's got to be at least 50 or 60 years old. And you know, it works fine. It's got to be terribly energy inefficient. I'll bet you the old meter is just spinning around right now as I talk to you.
And does that unit in the crawl, is it sitting on a little piece of slab or is it hanging from the joist?
No, it's actually sitting on the ground. It's sitting on a couple pieces of wood.
Okay. Well, here's what I would do. You can find there are thin. It's called a low boy. So there you can, but I don't know if you're going to get it through a 2.5 foot wide square opening. You're going to have to measure this. But
they
make a 40-gallon and a 50-gallon low boy.
Okay.
But what I would do is that this crawl space is dry.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This crawl space is really unique. It's a stone-based. I think this house was built on top of this. They moved another house off of it, and they put up two courses of cement blocks.
Yeah.
They probably put this water heater in first and built the house on top of it because there is no way this thing's coming out of
it. I'd probably put a couple of concrete, the stepping stones you can buy, the square stepping stones?
Yes.
Put a couple of those down. Find a low boy electric that'll fit in there height-wise, and you're going to have to go to like a plumbing supply house to find that stuff and then rewire it, replumb it, and just leave that old Toastmaster one there if you can't get it out. But the trick is going to be finding one that you can get in that hole, which is the most important part of it all. Appreciate the phone call. I'm just bumping up again time. It's 9:52 in the morning. Don't go away.
Happy trails to
9:56 in the morning, time for Lou's Last Call. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Veronica Carter, for doing the news. Thanks, Elif, for sitting in this morning and teaching us all about Turkish food. Our last caller is, I lost the guy's name. What's our gentleman's last caller up there? Rich.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. I was just calling Lou Manfredini's show to tell him that the next...
Oh, hold on a second. I got the wrong line. Hold on. Rich. Rich, yes. Hello there.
Hi, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Okay, good. I have a sump pump next to the furnace, you know, that takes the condensation from the air conditioner and my slop sink there.
Yes, sir.
This thing goes off constantly. Okay, and there's water coming in. It's a concrete pit. There's got to be water coming in from there. I see it when I drain it.
But it's only for the the condensation line in the winter, in the summertime. But now nothing's coming out of there.
No, the pump goes off constantly.
Right,
summer rains.
But did you say that it's come? But there's a line coming from the furnace that drains into it.
Yes, but that's only from the humidifier and from the air conditioner.
Right, but your humidifier's running, right?
No, I don't turn it on.
Okay. All right, try this. I want you to unplug the pump.
Yes.
And when see where the water level goes to and it stops, okay? So if that water level, when you unplug the pump and you're standing there and it stops, say, a foot below the top of the pit?
Yeah.
I want you to either adjust the float, you know, if it's a tethered float that you can raise a little bit. I don't care if the pit holds water, or if the float is part of the pump, you want to make sure that, then you have to lift the pump by cutting the pipe and put like a piece of concrete, like a cinder block underneath it, to raise the pump up so the pit holds more water, and that will keep it from running as often as it normally does. And if the pit holds more water, there's no problem. I appreciate you being our last caller. We're going to send you out an April Air event-based thermostat brought to you by the leaders in Chicagoland's indoor comfort, American Weathermakers. It's going to help you take control of the temperature and the air you breathe. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com.